absolutely, perfectly on the mark through 2025, better than any other scientific organization, any environmental organization. Absolute precision, which has proven perfect prediction. And they told no one. And they lied about it. And they called the people who are tree huggers and Bill McKibben crazy, right? Well, you know those crazy people, right? You know them. 45 years, they lied. That's criminal activity. We talk about crime as petty theft, right? Yeah. Criminal. Back in 2003, the Pentagon accurately predicted that the next major warfare crisis would be climate change crisis. 20 years they've been planning for it, floods and fires and the panic among people and how we would win the next war. And they told. Does anybody know the answer? This was published in internal documents at the Pentagon. No one. But the crazies were condemned. Greenpeace, you know those people. Julia Butterfly, remember crawling up in the room? Crazy! All these environmentalists are crazy. And that's how it works throughout history. You condemn the poets and the prophets, huh? The forward thinkers. They're crazy. Don't mess with those people until it's too late. Yeah. Bizarre, aren't we? Utterly bizarre. Happy Earth Day. Yeah. The Christian community has tried, it has taught occasionally, but very poorly practiced, that the entire cosmos and creation comes to us through Christ and in Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and that Word was with God and in God, and through the Word all things came into existence, so that the entirety of our lives, every breath we breathe, is that of Christ. The whole creation is sacred, sanctified, because it is a gift from the love of God. But we haven't put that into practice too well, have we? I think the indigenous have a better reputation when it comes to these things. And one of my favorite phrases, and all of us know it already, among the indigenous is, "Oh, my relatives." You've heard that, haven't you? I think we need to adapt this. "Oh, my relatives." You can say it as hello or leading a workshop or whenever you want. "Oh, my relatives." Isn't that beautiful? But they also mean not just people. They're talking about fish people and bird people and tree people and earth people and star people. Oh, my relatives. We have been given this life together. My favorite profound comment in Braiding Sweetgrass from Robin Wall Kimmerer is when she says, all of our efforts at restoration of the planet will amount to nothing until we are in relationship with the earth and all of its creatures. Nothing. HVAC improvement. Nothing. All the plants you put here can mean nothing until we are in relationship. Then we will care. Then we will persist. Then things will change. But until then, it's all just tactics. Composting. I compost. It's a tactic. Until I care. Until we care. So it's a transformation of heart that's needed to be in this relationship. And that's why the question of the day is life relative or relatives? Now, the indigenous have what's called a gift economy. We call it a Eucharist economy. This great exchange for our brokenness, God gives us wholeness and healing and vitality and just asks us to practice it with other people, with the good, the bad, the wicked, it doesn't matter. Just unconditional mercy for everyone else. That's all we're asking of you. It's everything, but that's what brings the universe to life. Of course, the consumer economy says, just take what you want. So much easier. People in Sweden haven't caught on to this yet. Just take what you want. Plunder the earth. It's okay in America. Can I get an amen? They'll catch up. They'll catch up. Is life relative or relatives? Fresh back from the dead, Jesus said, now how come nobody ever stops me when I say that? You can't say that, preacher. Fresh back from the dead. That makes no sense. That's ludicrous, isn't it? It's outrageous. You can't say that, fresh back from the dead. What kind of talk is that? The dead, you know, they do nothing. They're devoid of energy and empathy and all the things that matter. Fresh back from the dead. Because we've shrunk in resurrection. We've made it so tiny that we can talk about it. Hopefully you slip over that invisible blue line on the horizon. You know, isn't that what we hope for? Howard. Boop. Hopefully he made it, don't you think? And Lois. Boop. Yeah. Is that resurrection? Is it? We're so shrunken. It is so tiny, as opposed to this ecstatic vision from St. John, which you all participated in this morning. This endless adoration and praise when he says 10,000 times 10,000. He says everything, everyone, everywhere in total adoration. The day will come. That's resurrection. Before death. Through death. Beyond death. The elders, the wise ones, the mature will fall prostrate on the earth in humility and praise and gratitude. And we fall on the earth because the earth is the most humble creature we have. All of us walk all over it all the time and forget where we are. Yeah, it's a lesson in humility. You see, Maria and Stefan today are with their music trying to invite us into the grandeur of it all. Whoa, is it too much? Too much? Should we tell them to tone it down, please? Just give us a break. We live in Danville. Oh, please, we're not ready for this. Yeah. And you know what? It is too much. Yeah. We can barely take it in, which is why our God comes to us in Christ as this human divine being, this divine human being, so that we can hear the invitation into the fullness for which we have been made. Do you love me? That's what Jesus asks. He doesn't ask, who do you say I am? Who do you think God is? Come on, Laurie, fess up. Tell us the truth. Tell us everything you know about God. What are you doing in church if you don't know the answer? And Jesus says, do you love me? Do you? Feed my sheep. Do you? Feed my sheep. The vulnerable, those at risk. Do you love me? Stop that legislation proposed to destroy Medicaid and the sick and the ill and the vulnerable and the children. Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Is this relative or relatives? Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.